4 years ago, we were both elected to serve on the same state officer team with Ridge. Little did we know that that would become the very beginning of the best friendship we've ever had.
You see, 3 years ago, we decided to take a spontaneous weekend trip to the ocean. Now, we probably should have been studying or preparing for convention, but we decided we needed to see the beach.
2 years ago, we took another outlandish trip, and we went cross-country, loaded up in a truck. 15 days, we went from the Grand Canyon to Los Angeles to Death Valley and a million places in between.
1 year ago, we watched with proud tears as our best friend was selected for the opportunity of a lifetime.
Now we are here with all of you celebrating the culmination of a year of service for one of the greatest men that we know.
We may have gone through some of our biggest moments with Ridge over the past 4 years, but it's the seemingly insignificant times that make Ridge truly special. You see, it's the random dinner, the well-placed joke, or the late-night conversation that makes a friendship with Ridge worthwhile.
Ridge has the uncanny ability to make whoever he's talking to feel like the most important person in the world, all the while challenging you to rise up and to become the best version of yourself possible. I know that neither of us would be the men that we are today if we hadn't first met Ridge so many years ago.
Proverbs 27:11 teaches us, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Ridge has been that iron, not only for us, but for every person he meets, making us all better and sharper people.
He is our teammate.
He is our friend.
He is our brother.
Your National Central Region Vice President, Ridge Eubanks.
I'm a hard-working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope.
Wow. The only evening session of convention. Pretty incredible. I know that there were a lot of places that we all could have ended up tonight, but know that I am extremely grateful that we are all here in this moment right now. I mean, think about how awkward it would have been if I would have walked out and this whole place would have been empty. So know from the bottom of my heart, I'm extremely glad y'all are here. All right, enough of that. Let's get to work. You know, I'm looking out in the delegate section right now, and I'm seeing bright, I'm seeing shiny, I'm seeing excitable faces. Yeah. And I'm seeing not so bright and shiny. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Right there. You, yeah. Smile. You're on national television. Well, I mean, like, maybe you weren't, but now you definitely are. No, we are at national convention. What do you say we just take the evening and this limited time we have together and relax and enjoy ourselves? Does that sound all right? Can we all do that? Awesome. Because I don't know about y'all, but it's Friday of convention. Who in here is tired? Oh my gosh. Seems like everybody's tired these days. Or at least it appears that way. I mean, have you noticed how no matter who you ask how they're doing, you'll usually get told, I am so tired. But what does that even mean? You know, because tired used to mean, I think I'm going to go to sleep. There was literally a time in our lives where we could fall asleep anywhere, at any given moment. Maybe that's still you. Now, I was looking around when I was with the chorus earlier, and I know some of y'all have been practicing that skill during this session. Just kidding. But seriously, we are all tired. To prove the point, let's try this. Who here is tired of going to school? Okay. Well, who here is tired of doing chores? Who here is tired of having their name mispronounced? Parents and teachers in the room, how many of y'all are tired from hearing from your students about how tired they are? Wow, that was resounding. Who in here is just tired? Mm-hmm. Well, that's fair enough, because as it turns out, y'all, tired is global. No matter what landmass you point to on this globe, you are going to find tired people. And while being tired is global, the whole concept of actually being tired can vary from person to person. We all have different definitions in our minds of what being tired actually looks like. For me, I go all the way back to my first ever state FFA convention when I think about being tired. Now, think back to your first convention, whether it was at the state or national level. Memories. Just out of curiosity, how many of y'all in here tonight are first-time attendees to the national FFA convention? What a crew. Well, for my first state FFA convention experience, I go back to my freshman year of high school when I was selected to be a member of the Oklahoma State FFA Convention Chorus. Now, the view on stage is a little different. You are constantly rehearsing, traveling, and expected to perform at the highest level attainable, all at a moment's notice. Does that sound about right? Right. All right, yeah, you hear that? All those late nights, early mornings, and constant performances eventually led one member of the chorus to pipe up at our choir director. Mr. Kingma! I am so tired. Y'all know that person? That person who's always talking about how tired they are? Yeah. You know how it usually goes over, right? Well, Mr. Kingma, rather than let that person be that person, handled the situation in a way that I will never forget. All right, everybody, hey, quiet down, listen here. Everybody look right here. Now, I've been hearing some grumblings from the chorus, and apparently some of us are tired. So I figure I probably better set the record straight. You see, the world is run by people who are tired. Anybody who's doing anything worthwhile is bound to be exhausted. So get used to it. All right? Good. Now, let's get to work. Clap for Mr. King, but not for that. Let's think about that for a second. The world is run by people who are tired. Think of the hardest working person that you know. The mechanic in their shop, the executive in their office, the farmer in the field, everyone is tired. But nowadays, it almost seems like tired isn't so much a physical thing. Nowadays, there are literally people who get exhausted trying to get more likes on the Instagram. It's as though we are no longer tired from things, but like we're tired of things. Now, there's a huge difference here. You see, when we are tired from something, that means we had to exert an effort in order to reach a state of exhaustion. When we're tired of something, that's more of an emotional tired. That's a wearing away that makes us anxious or irritable. So why might this distinction matter? According to the National Institute for Mental Health, over 25% of students in the United States suffer from anxiety disorders. Y'all, that is one out of every four students in the entire nation. But even more, same institute, different study, found that over 3 million students ages 12 to 17 have had at least one major depression episode in the last year. There are people that we know and care about who are fighting the battle against anxiety and depression. There are people in this stadium tonight who are a part of this battle. There's a good chance, by sheer numbers alone, that one of the people making up one of these statistics is sitting next to you right now. Or maybe the person fighting this fight is sitting in your seat. To those who are anxious or depressed or worried about the future, please hear me when I say this. We do not get to choose what happens to us in this life. But we do get to decide how we will respond to it. And you see, we are in charge of our futures by choosing how we will respond to our present. Now, anxiety and depression, y'all, these are major issues that carry extremely heavy burdens. Everyone copes in their own way. But these are just some of the ways that I've found that have helped me overcome those hard times. You see, there is a direct way to overcome those challenges that we face. And sometimes we have to look back in order to move forward. Now, when we're told to study history, what comes to mind? Some of us think, duh, Ridge, history class in school. All right, so maybe history class in school. Some of us might think our family history. Some of us might just think old. Well, I have come to find this year that some people think I'm old. I kid you not, this year I've been called things like Grandpa Ridge, old man of the team. When I traveled as a national officer, more often than not, I'd get asked what school I taught at. So what if I still carry a pocket calendar? So what if I don't Venmo my Starbucks mocha frappuccino with room? So what if I still prefer to write checks? You know what? I'm kind of proud of being a little old-fashioned. But don't mishear me. Old-fashioned does not mean that I smell like your grandparents' house. You know what I'm talking about. There is an extremely distinct smell to our grandparents' homes. It's kind of hard to explain, but you know it when you smell it. Yeah, that's not what I mean by old-fashioned. What I mean is there is power in looking to old things for wisdom. Anybody else just try to find their advisors just now? Now, advisors, we give you a hard time and tell you you're old all the time, but let me plead the case. You are the wise old owls we're told to look to for wisdom. It's in the opening ceremonies. Just saying. Seriously, you guys, there is so much power in looking to our past, gleaning the knowledge that they have learned, and applying it to our lives in pursuit of that brighter future that we seek. One of those things in my life that I turn to when I find myself in a difficult situation is a poem called Invictus by William Ernest Henley. And it goes a little bit like this. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloodied but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade. And yet, the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Don't you wish people still talk like that? So what does Invictus teach us? Y'all, when the going gets tough, leaders know how to dig in. It starts with making the decision and having the mindset that I am stronger. I can make it through. I will overcome. When adversity strikes, leaders don't ask, why me? They dig in, find an extra gear, and say, let's get to work. You see, we do not get to choose what happens to us in this life. But if we will show resiliency in the face of hardship, we find that things are never quite as bad as they may seem. Sometimes the answer is as simple as removing the distractions from our lives that emotionally make us tired of things. Sometimes the answer is as simple as turning off the TV, putting our phones down for a second, taking a deep breath, and then committing ourselves to a pursuit, which emotionally will leave us fulfilled, but physically might leave us tired. You see, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. When hardships strike, start working. But I know what some of y'all are thinking. All right, Rocky Balboa, we hear what you're saying. Work harder, put our phones away, be better, yeah. We've heard all this before. But how does this actually play out in my life? And that's fair enough. But if we'll all be honest with ourselves for a second, sometimes we need help finding that extra gear. And sometimes asking for help is the hardest part. If we think about why we're all here tonight, it's largely due to the efforts of someone else. We are all here because someone has helped us. And you know what? A little help every now and then can give us the strength that we didn't even know we needed to make it through even the toughest of times. One of the greatest gifts I ever received came my senior year of high school. And y'all, let me tell you, it had been a week. I mean, y'all know the type. I mean, there were plenty of assignments and tests for literally every class. My to-do list for show choir, FFA, student council was out of the room. I basically felt like I had time for everybody else but myself. And to top it all off, I'd played in the last football game of my entire career the Friday night before. I remember being surrounded by people and yet still feeling alone. One night when I was getting ready for bed, my dad came in and set something down on my dresser. I looked into his eyes and I could see that he was pretty proud of it. I told him I thought it was awesome. You know, one of those words we say when we don't really want to have to think of something else to say and we really don't want to share how we actually feel. Y'all, this globe is awesome, but not just because of the way it looks. You see, I very seldom see my father cry. He took this globe and he handed it to me. And as he did, tears started rolling down his cheeks. He looked me straight in the face with a voice low and firm. And he said, "Ridge, the world is yours. You can do anything that you set your mind to. I bought you this globe because I never want you to forget that you can do it. And you've got a lot of people behind you that love you and want to see you do it." A simple globe to tell me the world is yours. You see, the world does not owe us anything, but we owe it to ourselves and everyone else around us to go out and make the world a better place one day at a time through our efforts. My father told me the world was mine through a globe, a simple token that became an incredible reminder. I'm here to tell you that the world is yours. In fact, the world is ours. Now, I don't have globes for every person in here, but we all sit here right now wearing a simple reminder. This blue and gold jacket. You see, when we wear this jacket, we have the support we need to pull ourselves up and get to work. But even more, in this blue and gold jacket, we have a community of people around us that remind us that we are never alone. They pick us up when we're down, help us find that extra gear, and help us to accomplish things that we never would have envisioned for ourselves. Y'all, the world is run by tired people, especially the tired people in the blue and gold jacket. After one of the most humbling years of my life, if I've learned one thing, it is this. I like tired. I know what goes into being tired. I know that progress comes from the struggles of former years. Tired means something is going to be accomplished. FFA members, I like you. I like your willingness to be tired because I know that means you're willing to put in the work and something is most certainly going to be accomplished. Life is hard. Everyone is tired. So, let's get to work.
I saw the light in a sunrise sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside getting baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running.